service last week. Amen. Left home about 1 and got back at about 6 Sunday morning. So I had a very interesting night, but God is faithful. Amen. So make sure you get a Sunday handout this morning. A lot of good things going on, a lot of good things happening. God is doing some awesome things, and you have the opportunity to be a part of it. And you're no accident to be in this time of your life that you've born in this particular time. Amen. And so I want to get a Sunday handout this morning. And Wednesday night from 6 to 7, we pray. And we want you to come and be part of that. We just come in and come into agreement with God. We don't come in begging and pleading God. We just come in and agree with what He already wants to do. You know, and so we're seeing some awesome things as we go out of that. Then during the week, we see some awesome things happening in people's lives. I hear testimonies all the time about what God is doing in your lives. And He's not finished yet. And I want to encourage you today that the best is yet to come. And God has given me an awesome message that I am so excited to be able to minister to you this morning. And I believe you're going to leave here refreshed, revived, believing again. So come and be part of that special prayer time. On July the 27th, the Lord has laid on my heart to get the women of New Life together. And this is not just going to be another women's meeting. It's going to be an exciting time. And if you can at all, make it at least the first night, see what it's about. I have some ideas, and I want to get some feedback from you women. And God is, and not say anything about, against you guys, but God is raising up an army of women in these last days, church. And I want to tell you something. Women have a tenacity. They have that motherly instinct. And they have a tenacity to get a hold of something in prayer, whether it's their children, grandchildren, their homes, the church, their pastors, the government, whatever it is. If God lays something on a woman's heart, they grab a hold of that thing, and they're not going to let go. How many women in the house are part of that army of women God's raising up? Amen. So I want to encourage you today to come and be part of that and see what God is going to do with that. And then in August, we have kids camp. Hallelujah. And so we're excited about this. It's just one day. For those of you that came in the past and spent 2 or 3 days, say, praise the Lord, deliverance has come. Or you could say, praise the Lord, my deliverance has come. But one day, getting that word in them, and just that one day. And so if you want to be a part of that, if you know anybody that wants to be baptized, come that day. And we'll get you baptized. Hallelujah. And so if you want to be part of the camp, we need servers. We need people to clean up, help serve, cook, and all that good stuff. So if you want to be part of that, see me, see Miriam, see somebody. And somebody will tell somebody. Amen. And somebody will find out what somebody needs to know. Hallelujah. Praise God for the somebodies in the church. Alrighty. I think that's it. We're still needing money for the furnace if you want to give on that sometime between now and the, before the fall so we can get that fixed. That would be awesome. Stand this morning for the reading of the Word. The Bible tells us in John, Beloved, I pray that in every way you may succeed and prosper and be in good health physically, just as I know your soul prospers spiritually. Message Bible says, and I pray for good fortune in everything you do. Somebody say, everything I do is going to prosper. And that your everyday affairs prospers as well as your soul prospers. Ephesians 3 says, my response is to get down on my knees before the Father, before this magnificent Father who parcels out all of heaven and earth. And I ask Him to strengthen you by His Spirit. Not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength, that Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite Him in. God is not a rude guest. Amen? He may stand at your door, at the door knocking sometimes, but He wants you to invite Him in. He wants you to allow Him to be a welcome guest in your life. And I ask Him that with both feet planted firmly in love, you'll be able to take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimension of Christ's love. Reach out and experience this breadth. Test its length, plumb the depths, rise to heights, live full lives, full in the fullness of God. And you know, you really don't start living until you begin to experience the love of God. Because once you get that rhema word of God and you begin to develop that and begin to understand it, it will change your life. When you begin to understand and accept that the love of God has for you, it will change how you feel about yourself, how you look at people differently, how you look at yourself differently, to know that God loves you and you don't have to do anything to perform for that love. All you've got to do is accept it. Amen. And you are accepted in the Beloved, the Bible tells us. You know, God can do anything, you know, verse 20, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it by not pushing us around, but by working within us, His Spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah in Jesus. Glory down all the generations and glory through all millennia. And the church said, what? Oh, yes. That's the end of that verse. I have a word for you this morning. I was going through some of the words the Lord had given me over the years and kind of pulling them out and going over it. And I seen one from 2000. And God said, I want you to read that to the people today. It goes along with the message that God's given me. And before we get into praise and worship this morning, we have a special prayer request. And Jenny, you can come on up, and we're going to anoint her with oil, and we're going to pray for her niece, Tammy, this morning before we get into the service. And the word said, would I utter forth a word from my mouth and not come to cause it to come to pass? Would I decree a thing only to allow it to fall to the ground and be void? I'm the God of the impossible, and what I have spoken, it surely be, says the Lord. Look to me and only believe, and what you say you shall have. Say to the mountain, be no more, and it shall be. Circumstances may say different. Opportunities will come to you to cause you to doubt. Friends may impose, but my word shall stand, and it shall be as you believe. So when the time of testing comes and the winds of adversity blow around, allow the wind of my Holy Spirit to blow away the clouds of adversity, and surely you shall see the sun, S-O-N, shine through again. I ask you to arise to the occasion. Arise and be counted as one of the faithful. Arise no longer sitting back, but lend me your hand so I can touch, so I can feel. Lend me your feet so I can go. Lend me your eyes so that I can see. And lend me your life because of service to me I want you to be. I will surely come in the midst of your life and cause a new thing to take place, a new thing that you have yet to experience. Let go and let me. Let go and watch me move in ways that surely you can only say it is by the hand of God that this is so. Look up, look ahead, for the best of your life is just ahead of you. I have indeed prepared a place for you, a place of knowing complete joy in me as God. Rest assured you have as of yet to experience my fullness of love to you. So take my hand and let's go to places, says the Lord. Yes, new heights in me, a depth of my spirit where deep calls into deep. The foundations of your making have all been broken up, and I have laid a foundation of security, one that I can build upon. A foundation where wind, rains of this life cannot sweep away. Stand up, my sons and daughters, for you shall indeed see the salvation of your Lord. Look to me and only me for your complete deliverance. Look to me and only me as your source. I have and will come through every time. Am I not Lord, and do you not have a covenant with me? Believe on those covenant promises and hold fast. Stand firm, and it shall be as you desire, says the Lord. Woo! You received that word this morning. Hallelujah. Before we pray for you, Jenny, I have a word for you this morning. And when I was beginning to open the service, the Spirit of the Lord kept drawing me to you. And when I began to read this, when I got to the part, the foundations of your making have all been broken up, and I have laid a foundation of security, one that I can build on. A foundation will rains of this life cannot sweep away. As you look at the past of your life, you wonder at times why things have not come together for you. And God says you have been trying all your life to lay your own foundation. And when you lay your own foundation, it's of the flesh, and therefore you have to maintain it by the flesh. But the Spirit of the Lord says you have now come to a place in your life that you're willing to give up, to let go, and to let God. And he says this is a season of opportunity to you and for you, and for you not to pass it by, says the Spirit of the Lord. For my grace has had you covered, and it will continue to have you covered. But the foundation that you're willing to build now will be laid upon the truth of my word, which says that I am for you and not against you. And he said, from this day forth, don't you have one regret of any decisions you have made in the past that has caused you to get here now. For God says, I'm laying this foundation. It's built upon the trust of you in me, and the trust of you in my word, and what my word says about you. And God continues to say to you that you are my daughter, and I have called you out for a season, and you've not gone through any of this in vain. For the enemy, woo, has been caught. And he said, you will trample on his head. You will trample on his head. For Satan is indeed under your feet. Now you use what is within you, and you go forth from this place. And you begin to decree and declare what you already know. It's not that you don't know. You do know. That's why life has been so difficult. Hallelujah. And sometimes the depression and anger that rises up out of us is because we know that there is better, and we know that we can do better. But God said that depression, that oppression, that anger, and that resentment, and that regret, it's been broken off of you right now in the name of Jesus. And you're going to stand in his glory. God says, I'm going to make you a mouthpiece. I'm going to make you a mouthpiece for me. And you are going to stand and declare the oracles of your God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare over you right now healing of your mind from trauma in the name of Jesus. The balm of Gilead now rests upon you, daughter. And you shall go from this place renewed, refreshed, and revived. And God is for you. And my goodness, if God is for you, nothing can be against you. In the name of Jesus. Now I ask for a refreshed filling of your Holy Spirit, for out of your belly flows rivers of living waters. There it is. Whew! Ha! Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, let it be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be surprised that you're not awakened in the night season for some specific direction for you and your boys. And when you do, be quick to write it down. Be quick to write it down and then follow through with what God is saying. Because the voice of the Lord is going to get louder and louder and louder. And the doubt that you have is going to be less, less, and less. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Gina, just give us a little bit of
Okay. My niece, Tammy Reeder, it's been over a year now. She started with a cancer on her spine. They did surgery. She can't walk. Her kidneys will not move on their own. She's went through two rounds of radiation. And we just want to continue praying for her. Thank you.
Amen, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I know that Miss Tammy's been fighting. We've spoken and done at the courthouse about her. So I'm in the annex building. So we've kept her in prayer. Amen. But God, He's in control of all this. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Sherry and I had been going through some difficulties financially, my health, whatnot, and I'd applied for disability. And last week I came in, and Danny caught me at the door and said, God wanted me to let you know that something y'all been praying for has come to pass. You don't need to worry about it anymore. Well, that was last Sunday. So my disability case had been pulled for review and everything. It was supposed to be in the original term, was in that Saturday. And it's been pulled for review, and they said it'd probably be another 60 days and can't keep it up to 90. Anyhow, that Monday I got a call, my disability went through.
Amen.
So, anyway, so if that's people talk about God not acting, there it is.
Well, I know you're proud of that, too. Yes, sir. Amen. But God. Yes, sir. The ruler of everything. Amen. Our lives, our souls. Oh, yeah. It's all good. It is all good. Y'all glad to be in the house of God today? I know I am. Yes, all good things come from Him. Amen.
Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul.
Hallelujah. You know, I think it's really awesome how God will move in your life. He'll let you make all the, well, it's not that he'll let you make. Let's rephrase that, because, like I said, all we do in life is centered around the choices we make. I mean, that is the fundamental of it all, the choices that we make. And it's awesome, because the choices we make it's our actions. But God, once we make all the mistakes that we can possibly heap up on ourselves, or once we can do all the good that we can heap up on ourselves, he will make it better regardless. I mean, that's just the truth of it all. Have you ever noticed? He's never downed us, or he's never not wanted us to achieve anything. But rather we do something bad, and once we ask for forgiveness and search him out, from that point on, life improves. Or whether we're doing something good and we ask him to make it better, it improves. It's a God thing. And it's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing. I heard a kid say last night, well, she's not a kid, lady almost 30 years old. She's been told all her life. She's been told all her life that just pretty much that she was worthless. I mean, this is one of my relatives. I sat there and listened to this kid. I sat and listened to her, and she said, "Oh, I've never had a job. Oh, I'm just lazy." And to hear someone say that about themselves, you had to hear it from when you're this high. Because she was so serious, and then she dropped her head and just walked away. But you know what? God's got a plan. And I'm going to try to initiate that plan. For the simple fact is, the next time I see her, I'm going to let her know that she's not worthless, that she means something to this world. Amen? And you know, it's an awful thing. It's just awful. It's awful. I could have cried. But we're here. We stand in the graces of the good Lord, and we can do something about those things. We can impart the word to people that way. Amen? I think that's what we're supposed to do. I do believe that. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You've got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You've got chains, he's a chain breaker. Hold on, Kenzie, let's do this one more time. I like this song. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, If you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, y'all guess what? There's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run things we know that just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. I can feel it. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. You got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe in a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. You've got chains. Hallelujah. You know, I like the fact that the writer of this song, he evidently has been there. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't think this guy got this copied from somebody else. And he sung this. He put this together himself. I just do believe that. Because how many people can sing about something and the feelings are not in it? I can do that. I can sing a song and my feelings are not in it. But now reality sets in, and there you go. It's hard to speak about something and tie the emotions up in it unless you've lived it. It's hard to do it. I'm not saying that it can't be done. But if you take a person to walk up to somebody else that's dealing with a certain problem, that has been through that problem, they can help them because the emotions is there. It is there. God is all about us reaching out to people. That's what brings them in. So when we have that opportunity, once again, we need to reach out to everyone we can. 90% of the time that we have an opportunity to witness to somebody, we have to step outside our comfort zone. Because 90% of the time, you're going to be in the most unusual place that you could possibly find. I found that to be true because I get to do that quite a bit. And yes, as much as I run my mouth, I'm uncomfortable at times doing that. But God. But God. He's got our back. He's there to aid. He's there to help us in any way we can to draw them in. And that's what it's all about. The God I know is an awesome God. The God I serve is even more awesome. Amen. Hallelujah. Go, McKenzie. Take up our offering for this Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I just thank you once again for this church, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the teachings that go on in here, Lord God. And I thank you for the spirit that's here, Heavenly Father. I thank you for being with us, Lord God. Now I ask you, Lord God, to please bless the givers of this church, Heavenly Father, and bless everyone here that has a hand in cleaning and taking care of this building, Lord. I just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Sound for your coming.
One day the sky will be blue.
my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day.
Hallelujah. Am I on back there, girls? All right, I'm on. Classes? Are we having class today?
No, I don't.
Okay, just show. Are you having class, Ashley, for Denise? Okay. All right, boys, y'all want to go? I think you all can go in Ashley's class. Amen. I don't have my Bible, but I got scripture right here. See, I copied it and I printed it out. So if you want me to have a Bible, bring me up here and I'll put it right here. Will that make you feel better? Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles to Psalms 27 this morning. Psalms 27. We're going to be reading the entire chapter. We're going to focus on the last two verses, but all of it was good, so we're just going to read.